Now getting back to the Dublin game, Kerry Dublin game, and the first league game, I suppose what impressed me most about Kerry was the younger players that they're kind of introducing this year. I was particularly impressed with Paddy Curtin. You know, I thought he's running for the ball, he's running off the ball. You know, his quick thought. It was great to watch, actually. You know, actually, it was behind the old canal and just behind the goal, and you know, was able to see him very much up close when he was down that playing on that side of the pitch. I really was impressed with him. I just thought his vision and brain was working very fast. I thought it was excellent. Also, of course, I think Brian Maguire was coming in to be a great half back. And likewise, Peter Crowley. And you know, it's great to see these younger players coming in as well. You know, and probably especially into defence. Because I mean, some of the guys have been around a long time, and you know, it's time to get new blood in there. And definitely, I thought that was very, very good, and was I thought they really fitted in very well into the bill. Now, of course, then the next game was away at home against Armagh, and it was. A total different affair. Kerry were very flat on that night down in Tralee. Very, very flat. What it could be put down to? No, maybe they underestimated Armagh. Armagh hadn't had a great result in their first game, and I think Kerry maybe thought they were there for the picking, and just by the time Armagh had set their pace of the game, Kerry were finding it very, very hard. Now again, it begs the question again. I thought after that night was, you know, Armagh played with a huge intensity, and we wondered, can Kerry cope with this ulcer intensity, this you know, full on your face marking, which it seems to be obviously is a trademark of a lot of the Ulster teams nowadays, you know. And Kerry didn't cope with it on the night. They just didn't cope with it. No, that type of game. Well, we'll discuss that further in another podcast. But they just didn't cope with it, and it was just a bad performance overall by Kerry on that night. But maybe in hindsight, it was a wake up call, and I think from there on, I think maybe in training they suddenly started to learn maybe how to deal with it more, because. As we look in the next few games and we talk about them, there was a marked improvement and all that kind of play. So I think maybe that it was a good thing in one way that actually Kerry did get a beating from Armagh.